What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Very good morning and welcome to On The Line this morning is registered psychologist Peter Hayton. Good morning, Peter.
Hello, great to be with you.
It is nice to talk to you today. Now, World Health Day for Safety and Health in the Workplace. I didn't know this day even existed, first up. How long has this been around for, Peter?
Look, it's been around for some time. And, of course, health and safety in our workplaces is always a big focus for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not unusual for us to have a day focused on this. We want to really highlight these issues of concern. Mm. And I guess as a psychologist, you know, we're looking at, you know, some of those kind of mental health and stress injuries that can occur and it can affect people.
Peter, it's what is the biggest concern, do you think, for Aussie workplaces this year particularly?
Yeah, look, it's no secret that coming off the back of the pandemic and those kind of issues that have really caused lots of strains and stresses for people, and stress injuries, you know, is a big focus of an area of concern. We know that when people are recovering from a stress injury or a mental health condition, that they take longer for them to get back into work and get back into kind of recovery, and they need more support as well. And so, you know, that's a big area of concern for us. Mm.
Interesting, some new research that's come out. Is it the Banyan's Healthcare Group have done some research?
Yes, that's correct. That's us, yes.
Amazing. 62% of healthcare workers struggle.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, it's in the healthcare industry, it's been a really difficult season over the last couple of years, and I've got family who are nurses and you know, work with a lot of doctors, and there's a lot of aggravations and stresses, and they've been working really hard, and a lot of absenteeism as a result of stress, and absenteeism as a result of, you know, a lot of the state conditions that we have with COVID. And of course, what that does, it puts pressure on those that are working, and it makes it difficult. Not just them, but we're noticing also too in some of the other government sectors, and some of the other people care industries, there's a lot of stress coming up in those areas as well.
That other one surprised me. You mentioned that. In fact, over 54% of government workers say their job causes them the most amount of stress. And half, so 50%, say their mental health has now become of utmost priority. Interesting statistic looking at the government sector, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what's happened is a lot of the our normal coping mechanisms have shifted a little bit for us. For example, you know, if you're looking at government workers in the defence, their capacity to take leave and go and do take time out has been reduced, as it has for all of us. When we look at, you know, how we might have travelled and taken a break and gone away and done certain things. And of course, those kind of things help us to deal with stress and aggravation in our life gives us a time out, the ability to recharge. We're just not able to do that as much. And so kind of like, you know, this work-life balance becomes a little bit of an issue that impacts our capacity to work and how effective we are at work.
Peter, are you okay to hang on there? I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Joining me on the line today is registered psychologist Peter Hayton, and it says today is World Day for Safety and Health in the Workplace. Back after this. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is registered psychologist Peter Hayton. It is World Day for Safety and Health in the Workplace. Peter, how well are we coping? How well are Aussies doing with work-related stress, do you think?
Yeah, look, I think we've got a little bit of a way to go. One of the problems is not many of us go out and get help. You know, there's some research that the Banyans that we were looking at recently, and it indicated like 88% of us don't go and get help.
Wow.
When we've got a bit of a stress concern. Mm. And that's not very good, is it?
No.
You know, when you're talking about, you know, a lot of us that are, you know, feeling more stressed out and aggravated. And of course, what that does, it makes us more fragile. We're not able to do our jobs as well. We're not, you know, functioning as well as what we could be. And that that kind of then tips over into the home environment as well. And so you get this kind of like this work-life balance. It's really, you know, everything's going the wrong way. Some of us, you know, for a lot of people, sleep gets impacted. And that's one of our main coping mechanisms.
Of course. Peter, if you turn the clock back, I mean, if you go back about 30-odd years, I mean, workplace safety, it was more about the safety from a more the practical things in the workplace. That was where the focus was. Obviously, there's been a big shift. Has the importance of mental health in the workplace increased significantly over the last 20 to 30 years?
Yeah, look, it has changed quite a lot. What we found probably back around 25 years ago is that, like our insurers, in terms of, you know, those that cover us at work, our work cover and those kind of insurers, both government and private, we're finding that it was taking people a lot longer to get back to work when they were recovering from a stress injury as compared to, say, you know, a physical injury. And what that did is it highlighted the need to really focus on this area of concern in terms of mental health at work. And now, you know, you've got, like, in the construction industry, in lots of those industries where maybe it was something that was kind of put to the side. You've got, you know, Mates for Mates and all kinds of different groups really reaching out, trying to help people deal with their stress and their mental health concerns in relation to the work environment. And that's, I think, it's been great. You know, it's meant that people have been able to get better treatment and early intervention. That's really important.
Peter, just to finish off this morning, and thanks for your time, how can we manage a healthier work-life balance? Got a couple of keys here you can share with us?
Yeah, look, I think one of the most important things, Mike, is to just is to not keep on going. Sometimes we just keep on going and turn up to work the next day, you know, to take time out. Looking out for others too. Like, often we'll know where a colleague has been taking some time out. We'll know what's going on for them, you know, to reach out, you know, and to help them get treatment. You know, at the Banyans, we're over on the east coast of Australia, but we get people travelling from Perth for our integrated programs. But, you know, we've all got a local GP and there's psychologists right around the country where we can go and get support and help. You know, stepping out and getting that support and that help, you know, that's a really important thing to do.
So good, Peter. Look, Peter, really appreciate your time today, and hopefully we might have another chat at some stage later.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks so much.
My guest, thanks, Peter. My guest on the line this morning has been registered psychologist Peter Hayton, as we've been talking about it as World Day for Safety and Health in the Workplace.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.